Classic Rock 94.7. It's the Shrieker Ball. All right, let's grab another snippet off that Lawman album.
All right. There it is. The music was cut. You can feel it going right through your whole nervous system. Can't you? Come on. Let's say it together. Let's wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun, to pin on a badge, and become a lawman. Yeah, they got you on special duty today. You're going to be part of a raid. A raid on one of them dirty bookstores selling what you call that pornography. So at the given time, y'all run right the hell inside the pornography shop and grab everybody. Slap them up against the wall. You search them, you cuff them, you throw them in the squad car. And while you're waiting for everybody to inventory the place, and while you're waiting for everybody to get rested and everything, you happen to leaf through some of the books that they got on sale in that day of pornography. Yeah, man. You say to yourself as you flip the pages, wah, 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 wah. Your sergeant says, what was that? You say, nothing, Sarge, nothing, just a little whooping cough. He says, okay. Well, you go flipping through the pages of that pornography, and you see everything in there, everything you've always dreamed of. You see pictures of Onion Dippalingus, Reddy Whippalingus, Red Manalingus, hell, there's even some Quaker State Motor Oilalingus in there. Ooh. Well, as the sweat breaks out on your forehead, you look around. Ain't nobody watching you, so you take 15 of the most perverted magazines you can find and shove them inside your shirt and quickly button it up again, man. Then they say, all right, let's get the hell out of here and nail this place up. You get in your squad car and drive away, all the time thinking, oh, I gotta get alone to look at these books. That's all you can think of all day long. And burning a hole in your chest, 15 pictures of the utmost ecstasy. People come walking up to you and say, officer, your forehead's sweating. Maybe you better take the day off. You say, don't worry, it's nothing. I'm sure I'll shake it off. Well, you think the shift will never end, but it finally does. You run home. Your wife opens the door, says, hi, honey, how are you? You don't say anything. You just run right into the bathroom and lock the door. You sit down and take out them books. Well, you're in there for about half an hour when your wife knocks on the door, says, honey, are you okay in there? You say, don't worry about it, baby. I'm just brushing my teeth. Well, when you're in there for 3 hours, she gets worried about you, thinking you had a heart attack or something, so she calls up your sergeant. He comes over. He knocks on the door. By that time, you're in a stupor. You're in ecstatic oblivion. You don't answer nobody's knock. They kick the door open. They see you lying there in a sea of globos grandes. They get disgusted, grab you, and scream down the station house. Buckle!
Wait a second. You're not Al Roker.
It's the best of Greece. Classic Rock 94.7.